107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Days after a massive earthquake struck Russia's East Coast and triggered tsunami alerts for the U.S. West Coast, residents in Southern California today rattled with a 4.4 magnitude earthquake. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
It was felt widely over areas of Southern California, centered east of L.A. Some close to the epicenter described it as a jolt. Others not so close said it was more like a rolling sensation. There are no reports of any damage or injuries. There have been several smaller aftershocks as well.
The White House announcing the U.S. and Mexico continue trade talks, but will extend the current deal for another 90 days. Many other countries are facing tariffs on its imports starting tomorrow. A SpaceX launch for NASA astronauts has been scrubbed for today, all due to weather. And in Florida, the Pinellas County Medical Examiner's Office released the results of the autopsy report for Hulk Hogan. The report shows he died last week from a heart attack. A cremation approval report also revealed Hogan battled leukemia. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin state legislature would give adults who were adopted access to their original and unredacted birth certificates. The legislation was introduced by State Senator Andre Jacques and State Representative Paul Tittle. They say the purpose of the bill is to give adoptees access to information about their own identities as well as potential health information that could affect them. Only a small percentage of adoptions are closed, but those closed files prevent the adoptees from accessing their original unredacted birth certificate under state law. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents interested in participating in the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities to apply for the program by September 15th. According to a press release, there are thousands of acres of land available for the special hunt. Some properties can accommodate more hunters than others, so interested hunters are being advised to contact potential sponsors as early as possible. The program seeks to offer hunters with disabilities the chance to easily participate in the sport with proper accommodations. The Rice Lake First United Methodist Church's Missions Committee is inviting area families in need to apply for financial assistance with back-to-school supplies. The organization is hosting its 22nd annual Paste Paper Pencils Project, which provides area families with vouchers that can be used for school supplies and clothing. The committee will also host a golf tournament fundraiser on Sunday afternoon to support the program. Interested families can submit an application with their information, the age of their children, and the reason they need the assistance. Spooner transportation officials are providing an update on construction work along County Highway A. Storm damage repairs are expected to wrap up on Monday, with more road construction work scheduled to begin on Tuesday. Crews will work on Pine Brook Crossing east of 10th Street on Tuesday and Wednesday and begin a pipe replacement project on County Highway A about half a mile east of Mann Road on August 6th and 7th or 11th and 12th, depending on weather. Work near Fred Tripp Road was postponed until later this year or 2026. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice in pads on Saturday. They're expecting a sellout for family night at Lambeau Field. Second-year running back Marshawn Lloyd is out with a groin injury. Baseball, the Brewers traveling to D.C. today. They'll face the Washington Nationals tomorrow night. The Crew losing to the Cubs 10-3 yesterday. They won the series 2-1, but fell short of a sweep. Pitcher Freddie Peralta.
I'm happy because we won the series, but, you know, my goal for today was just trying to give my best to sweep them, but, you know.
Peralta giving up 5 earned runs in just 4 innings, his worst start of the season. His first pitch of the game, a home run.
Freddie always gives you a chance. He did some good things. You know, he'd like to have that one pitch back. I don't mind that the kid hit the first pitch out of the park, but we got deeper into it. You know, walking people, that's not part of his gig. That's not the best Freddie when he walks people.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hazy sunshine today with thick wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. Highs today will hit the mid-70s, and we slide to the low 50s overnight. Unfortunately, tomorrow it does look like the wildfire smoke lingers. It'll still be comfortable, though, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week, Mr. Paul Vandenplas.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
In a special edition, former White House ethics attorney Richard Painter joins us to break down how digital currency could undermine democracy. Don't miss this important conversation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. One of the Substack newsletters that I religiously read that I think is just often brilliant, always useful and informative, is written by a guy named Jason Eigenberg. It's substack.com/Jason Eigenberg or Jason Eigenberg, E-G-E-N-B-E-R-G, by the way, or jasoneigenberg.substack.com, I'm pretty sure. And Jason's on the line with us. Jason, welcome to the program, and congratulations on some really powerful writing that you've been doing.
Well, thank you. I really appreciated that. And coming from you, I don't know that there's a higher compliment anyone can get. This is a time where I think we all need to be speaking out.
Yeah.
And we all need to be sharing our thoughts, and when we're seeing things that just aren't right, and for me at least, downright un-American, we need to say it.
Yeah, amen. Do I have all the information right on how people can find your website and everything?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm not the foremost expert on how to find people on the internet.
I got it. So you wrote a piece the other day called "The Tower That Tells the Truth," and this article, this is what, you know, I reached out to Sean and asked her to book you based on this article, because it was so profoundly shocking and also informative. You start out with this the story of Belgrade. I've not been to Serbia, but I was in Croatia some years ago with Tom Hayden. In fact, we spent a week in Dubrovnik and with our families, and you can still see the bullet holes, right, in the old city, you know, around the outside of the city. And people remember the war. I was doing my show from a local radio station. They let us borrow a studio. And I asked the guy who owned the station, you know, what was the war like and what happened to him and his family. And he just broke down crying. His wife had been raped and his daughter had been murdered by the Serbs. And so anyhow, in Belgrade, there's this building that was bombed by NATO in 1999 that they've been preserving as kind of a memorial to the war. Tell us about that as a starting point for your article.
So when the United Nations began, when we go back to the early 90s, post-Cold War, when a lot of the dictatorships and the Iron Curtain fell down, you know, the United States made it very clear that we were not going to allow genocide. We were not going to allow religious persecution. And of course, everybody knows the UN went in and bombings began by the UN, which at the time was a little critical under the Clinton administration, and under the Bush administration. But there were these buildings in Belgrade that were government buildings that were destroyed. that were bombed. And they became the symbol of what happens when dictators try to ethnically cleanse areas.
It's sort of like preserving Auschwitz, you know, or Dachau.
In a way, yes. In a way, that's a great, that's a perfect example. They became these symbols. You know, you go back to Tiananmen Square, and obviously there were no symbols today about what happened in Tiananmen Square. But yes, it was this symbol of what happened. It was a symbol of this brutality that ruled what was the parts of the former Yugoslavia.
Right. So it
stood for 30 years and was recently torn down.
Right. And it's being torn down because
our president's company will be building a tower where that building and that memorial, in a way, a memorial, as we created here in the United States at Ground Zero, where that memorial stood, that reminder of history. The Trump organization will be building Trump Tower apartments where that once stood.
Jeez.
And I think the irony of that is unbelievable.
Yeah. Not to mention, you know, Trump, you know, basically profiting off his presidency in a way that George Washington has to be rolling over in his grave. Now, you, in your article, we're talking with Jason Eigenberg. His Substack newsletter, the article that we're talking about is titled The Tower That Tells the Truth. JasonEigenberg.substack.com is the website, I believe. You use that as the starting point in your article to step off into this larger discussion about how, definitely since the end of World War II, but I would argue largely since the end of World War I, you know, with Woodrow Wilson wanting the League of Nations and all that kind of stuff, that the United States has basically been in the democracy business. We've been in the business for a century anyway, you know, more or less, of promoting the idea of, you know, power flowing from the people, that the politicians are servants of the people, that democracy is the best form of government out there. And suddenly now with the Trump administration, that has come to a screeching halt. In fact, it's being reversed. Tell us about that.
I used to say, America, despite some of the things we've done during the Cold War, how we propped up certain types of governments to stop communism, we in a way were the world's moral compass. We didn't always act that way. But what we said was humanity and freedom always matter. And as we've ceded the world stage, as we've stepped away from that moral compass, the fear of American, I don't want to say retribution, but what America would do if certain lines were crossed is being erased. And the reason I chose Trump Tower being built was just because of the irony of it, but that symbol, that moment in time where we said no, where we said this is not okay. We will not allow ethnic cleansing. We will not allow people to be persecuted because of their religion. We will stand up and we will stand with them. Since 2017, that is eroded. That is gone. And we're seeing more and more brutality throughout the world, whether it's what's going on with Russia and the Ukraine, the Sudan, whether it's Israel and Gaza. We're just seeing the morality of the world erode. And it was America who took the lead in that. We believed in freedom and democracy and equality. And we sent that message through the world. And now there's a vacuum.
We literally sent that message to the world. We had, you know, Radio Free Europe. We had Radio Liberty. We were broadcasting, you know, in dozens of languages all over the world, messages of democracy. We had the U.S. Peace Agency. We had USAID. We had all these federal facilities And now Carrie Lake is running our propaganda operation.
Which is horrifying.
Yeah.
Which is one of the most horrifying things. I can't even, there are no words to describe the thought of Carrie Lake running our, you know, running our message to the world.
For people who don't know, she's the crackpot Republican out of Arizona, I believe it is, who ran for governor and lost and then claimed that the election was rigged and is full-on conspiracy nut QAnon Donald
Trump. If you listen
to
Carrie Lake, there's no such thing as free elections in the United States. Everything is rigged by the Democrats.
Exactly.
Votes come in the middle of the night. And right. This is the woman sending our message of freedom out to the world. And it's not so much that she's changing the message. We're getting rid of that voice that was so important throughout the world. And it comes back to asking ourselves, who are we as a country? Who are we now? You know, and I get into debates with a lot of people. Well, America did this, America did that, but we were its moral compass. Mm-hmm. When we were the voice of freedom. We were this, I don't want to use the word saviors because that's such a ridiculous word, but we were hope.
Yeah, no, I mean, we screwed up a lot of stuff, you know, I mean, Pinochet and Mossadegh and blah, 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 but you're absolutely right. We were the shining city on the hill, to quote Ronald Reagan.
Well, look, Saddam Hussein justified an ends to Amin in the Cold War. The Iraq-Iran War was a proxy war between us and Russia.
Yeah.
So, you know, historically, you know, Venezuela, a lot of the Central American countries, you know, the things we did down there, you know, the years we left Noriega in power in Panama, we allowed the drug cartels to take over in Colombia. So America's got a lot of faults. Let's not kid ourselves, the things that we've done. But there was this sense of this beacon of hope that we were able to portray to the world that is now gone.
Yeah. You know, so, Jason, I only have a minute and 20 seconds before we hit a hard break that I can't control. This seems to me to be the Trump administration basically announcing we don't care about democracy anymore because we intend to deconstruct democracy here in the United States. And it sure looks to me like that's what they're doing. What say you?
I also think we're going back to an isolationist point of view. I think a lot of MAGA's existence comes from this wrong notion that so much money is spent in foreign policy. Right. I think the damage they did with USAID is extremely important. That was a vessel to funnel money into other governments. The CIA, actually, let's be honest, did use that to help funnel money to stop dictatorships, to stop the flow of communism, to run organizations. But it was a vital part of how we distributed money around the world, and that's gone. And yes, the message we are sending to the world today is that America, as it once was, the freedom of hope, the freedom of democracy, the American experiment, is withdrawing from the world, but we're also withdrawing from freedoms, where the assault on freedom of speech, the assault on freedom, on all of our freedoms.
Yeah, on universities, on journalists, on judges. I mean, this is, you know,
he's going after journalists now.
Yeah.
What's going on with CBS, what's going on at ABC.
Yep.
What he did yesterday to Caitlin Collins.
Yep. Jason, I'm out of time here, but Jason Eigenberg, check out his Substack newsletter, Eigenberg, jasonegenberg.substack.com. Thanks so much for dropping by, Jason.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stick around.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine & More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go. Our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years. And we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Matt Nair on air.
Kareen Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Kareen, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. Louise swears by this stuff, by the way. It really does work. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. So go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com/Tom. THOM to save up to 37% off and get that free shipping on this Super C Serum. Vibrance.com/Tom is the website to get your 37% discount.
No need to explain, but now the boots are back. The whispers too, and they're looking for someone who looks like you. They don't knock, they demand, no room for doubt. In your own hometown, you're a stranger now. They say it's law, they say it's peace. But all I hear is papers, please. Papers, please. In the land of the free. Show your name, your blood, your history.
25 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So Bernie is out there, and he is kicking ass. On Friday, August 8th, he will be in Wheeling, West Virginia. On Saturday, August 9th, he will be in Lenore, West Virginia, at 11:30 in the morning. And then also on August 9th, he will be in Charleston, West Virginia, at 3:30 in the afternoon. He's doing two of these things in West Virginia. Then on August 10th, he's doing two of them in North Carolina, the first in Greensboro at 11:30 in the morning, the second at 3:30 in the afternoon in Asheville. I don't know if... this is his fighting oligarchy tour. I don't know if he's going to have AOC with him or not. He has in the past, but you know, sometimes he does them with her and sometimes he doesn't. And press release doesn't specify. Meanwhile, our geeky science for the day, or crazy alert, I'm not sure. It could be one or the other. 25 people were injured in a severe case of turbulence that forced a Delta Airlines jet that was flying from Salt Lake City, Utah to Amsterdam to make an emergency landing in Minneapolis. The turbulence hit as the meal was being served, which threw the flight attendants and food into the air. And just, it was, one of the guys who was on the plane said, I just watched a wine cart get thrown into the air. And then Paul Williams, who is an atmospheric scientist at the University of Reading, told the BBC, quote, we can expect a doubling or tripling in the amount of severe turbulence around the world in the next few decades as a result of global warming. That's the global warming that Donald Trump tells you is a hoax, that the Lee Zeldin, the new administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, is just ending all science about and saying, no, we're not going to talk about that anymore. In fact, we're not even going to do research on that anymore. They just shut down their major scientific research branch within the EPA. I mean, this is just general insanity. On the other side of the break, I'll be picking up your calls. We'll start with Kevin in Santa Rosa, listening on KNYP, and 202-808-9925 is the telephone number. Stick around. We'll be right back with you on the other side of this break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over a million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for an urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Great Wisconsin State Fair is underway. Join us for Audio Sorbet, your favorite state fair memories. That's all coming up. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is again warning about the dangers of federal cuts to programs that support the forestry industry. In a second letter to Brooke Rollins, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Governor Evers again urged the agency to prevent funding and staffing cuts that could impair programs like ones meant to help prevent wildfires. Other state officials have also raised concerns about the federal cuts affecting the level of coordination between states when dealing with halting the spread of an invasive species like the emerald ash borer. Republican state lawmakers are circulating legislation that would make it easier for parents to opt their children out of vaccine requirements for schools and child care centers. The proposed legislation would not make changes to current state law, but aims to inform parents of their right to waive the requirements for their child. The current law states that parents can waive the requirement for medical, religious, or personal reasons by submitting a written statement. Vaccination rates for Wisconsin children have been declining since the COVID-19 pandemic. The Town of Hayward Board of Supervisors will hold a public hearing to discuss the future of its police department on August 12th at 5 p.m. at the Town Hall before their usual monthly meeting. Officials say the decision revolves around weighing the cost of a police department and the needs of the community. Some argue the size of the town would make it difficult for just one officer to cover, and they don't need a full-time officer to enforce ordinances. Others argue cost should not be a factor because not having adequate police coverage would be a mistake. A Superior man was arrested on Tuesday after allegedly pointing a gun at someone and refusing to comply with law enforcement authorities. According to the Superior Police Department, officers responded to a home on Iowa Avenue at around 3 p.m. on Tuesday. When the 38-year-old man eventually exited the home, he refused to comply with the instructions of the officers attempting to take him into custody. An officer then deployed non-lethal pepper ball munitions to take him into custody. The circumstances of the incident remain under investigation. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hazy sunshine today with thick wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. Highs today will hit the mid-70s, and we slide to the low 50s overnight. Unfortunately, tomorrow it does look like the wildfire smoke lingers. We'll still be comfortable, though, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 72.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find the story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, it's a Civic Media All-Star Show as sports director Jimmy Cuska joins me to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then Matt Nair on Air's Greg Bach joins the show to talk comedy and movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Thank you so much for all of your support. help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Is the cornerstone of democracy, but right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This isn't protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. That's ffrf.us/school. Text fees may apply.
Seen the world in shadows and blood. Kids dodging bullets, no help from above. Presidents for sale in gold leaf rooms. Bribes whispered under foreign moons. But I never thought I'd see it here. Where freedom's fading into fear. A man in red, a heart so cold. Trading stars and stripes for gold. Will corruption be Trump's Achilles heel? Will the truth break through what he won't reveal? He's shaking hands with tyrants, signing deals, but how long till the people
well,
feel?
Well, let's hope so, huh? Welcome back. What's on your mind today? Kevin in Santa Rosa. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Hi. Okay, you were talking about the California law that eliminated gerrymandering. And we got rid of gerrymandering via an initiative. And in California, the legislature and the governor cannot even modify anything that's passed via initiative. They can't touch it. And therefore, the California legislature can't re-implement gerrymandering. The best that they could do would be they could put an initiative on a ballot, and then we would all vote on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the original and the initiative to eliminate gerrymandering was on the ballot, both parties were against it because gerrymandering protects incumbents, but we passed it anyway.
Right.
So, and now,
do you recall the margin by which it passed?
It was pretty big, I think.
Yeah.
Before it was passed, we had 19 Republicans in the House. Mm-hmm. Now we have 9. Okay.
Yeah, so, well, that was as a result of gerrymandering back, what, during the Reagan governorship?
Okay. We passed this in 2008 or 10, something like that.
Okay. So it's recent.
And then I went back through the history of this last week, and we generally had around 20 Republicans in the House, and at the highest I saw in the last couple decades was 26.
Mm-hmm.
It reached a low point in 2018 when it was 7. Then it went up to 11, then 12. Now it's, and then in 2024, Democrats gained 3 seats. We're down to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Gerrymandering was a disaster for California because the state legislatures were also gerrymandered. And in California, we have a law that says that to pass a state budget, they need a 2/3 vote in both houses, and we can never get supermajorities. And after 2010, that problem is fixed.
Interesting. As a result of ending gerrymandering.
Basically, we had given the Republicans a filibuster to control the budget so they could control the state.
Right. Right. I get it.
Okay. So I don't, people turn their brains on. I don't see us putting that back. I think we should keep California as an example of how states should get rid of gerrymandering, and they ought to look at our initiative law because it makes California a democracy.
I get that, Kevin, but you know that there's not a single Republican-controlled state in the nation that is going to do what you just said.
That's right. I don't know how the Democrats work on that. I mean, I think that...
Because ballot initiatives can't be altered by the legislature.
Right. We passed that initiative law in 1911. I looked it up.
Yeah, that was the great progressive upswelling, you know, that came with the Teddy Roosevelt and William Howard Taft presidencies. That was when about half the states in the United States got, you know, ballot initiative laws, you know, because so many legislatures were so corrupt. I totally get the history of it, Gavin. I'm just wondering if Gavin Newsom wants to do something. Basically, it sounds from what you're saying, and I'm trusting you to be more well-informed about this than I am. You live there, and obviously you're paying attention. I'm wondering, what can he do other than put a new ballot initiative on the ballot? And then, you know, if he's going to do this for the 2026 election, what's he going to do this November, 2025? Or call a special election?
Yeah, the time is looking really compressed.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we, a couple of years ago, there was something about us, like, getting rid of daylight savings or something.
Mm-hmm.
What we actually did was the daylight savings law was put into effect via initiative in 1948. And we passed an initiative to give the legislature permission to modify it.
Oh, interesting.
That's pretty strict.
Yeah, 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 it is. Kevin, thank you. This has been a very informative phone conversation. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I've been meaning to tell you this for weeks. So.
Okay, well, I'm glad you got through.
All right.
Thanks for the call. And thanks
for
listening to KNYP.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sandy in Hillsdale, Illinois, or Hinsdale, Illinois. Hey, Sandy, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, your guest that you had on, the author, I believe
Jason Eigenberg?
I believe so. He was talking specifically about how democracy, the way we tried to spread it around the world, for the most part, we were trusted, we were respected, and even through our own mistakes, democracy in our country had a reputation. I didn't know that Carrie Lake is now in charge of Radio Free Europe.
Yep.
But my question to you is that, you know, I'm thinking of this in a personal nature. Let's say a friend or a family member that you've trusted for most of your life suddenly changes so dramatically and starts lying or cheating or behaving so immorally, that person might never gain your respect again. How does it work with nations?
Yeah, it's largely the same way, Sandy, and that's the problem. Jason Eigenberg, in his op-ed over on Substack, he writes, this is just one paragraph I'll share with you. As the result of Trump ending basically any promotion or advocacy for democracy worldwide coming out of the United States, he writes, in Cambodia, journalists have been jailed under new laws criminalizing foreign interference. In Tanzania, opposition leader Tundu Lissu was arrested in May and charged with treason. In Indonesia, President Subianto has moved to militarize key domestic institutions and revise civilian control over government while silencing critics through legislation. In Nigeria, President Tinubu's administration passed a sweeping new security law that rights groups say effectively legalizes political suppression. And then, of course, we all know what's going on in El Salvador with President Bukele, who calls himself the world's coolest dictator. These guys are all going full-on dictator because they no longer fear that the United States will chide them or stop them or punish them even. It's just an extraordinarily unhealthy thing. So
you don't see the, let's say the next president, for instance, might be Gavin Newsom. Would that, would his presence change?
See what you saw during the Biden administration, which is that the rest of the world is hopeful that America's back, but they're not entirely trusting us. And so it gets just a whole lot harder to do anything. And, you know, it's going to take a genuine, widespread, large-scale repudiation of the Republican Party's embrace of fascism and the Republican Party's rejection of democracy, small-d democracy, in order for any other democratic country in the world to begin trusting us. I just don't see how it happens, you know, any other way. And, you know, that's very troubling. I mean, it's extremely troubling. But,
it truly is. It truly is for the future, for our grandkids. Yeah. It truly
but
is.
But I don't see a solution. So, yeah, thank you for the call. Tim in New Berlin, Wisconsin. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just have so many questions, but I'll try to tap it down a little bit. But just recently, there is no fascism coming out of the Republican Party. Fascists, oh my God, you are wrong on so many topics. But I'll start with my first question. What part of illegal immigration do you not understand? Answer me that.
Tim, are you trying to have a reasonable conversation here, or do you think you're scoring points with these kinds of, you know, weird?
Well, no,
I'm
asking questions. I mean,
Tim, what part of illegal immigration do you not understand?
We are not a fascist country.
We're quickly becoming one, Tim.
He's going to be accused of treason very shortly because him and Comey and Brennan and Clinton made up the Russian collusion scandal. You don't talk about that.
Well, according to Marco Rubio, who is currently our Secretary of State, Tim, put a cork in it for a second. According to Marco Rubio, who is currently our Secretary of State, in the document that the Senate Republicans authored and he signed off on, Russia tried to intervene in our election in 2016 by hacking the DNC, and releasing Hillary Clinton's emails. And Donald Trump made heavy use of that. They also tried to intervene in 2016. And again, the CIA agrees with this. The National Security Council agrees with this. Marco Rubio agrees with this. And all of the Republicans in the Senate signed off on a document that said this in 2017. The other thing that the Russians did is they also were flooding Facebook using information that Paul Manafort gave them. Paul Manafort was Putin's guy in Ukraine, and he came over and then ran the Trump campaign. And if you don't know this stuff, you are just terribly and sadly uninformed.
Our country is in the best condition shape. Illegal immigration is almost at zero.
So?
And that's what we need. That's what Trump was elected for. The tariffs are working.
Yeah, they're working to produce inflation. I'm a fan of tariffs, actually,
control.
Tim, but I just think that they shouldn't be done stupidly. I don't think you put tariffs on countries so that their leaders will
come
and suck up to you.
Look at all the trade agreements that Trump has negotiated.
He hasn't signed a single one, Tim. There's not one trade agreement that Trump has yet signed.
Europe, Japan, Taiwan.
Nope. Those are not trade agreements that are signed. Those are frameworks. Those are, you know, we'll
so
have a discussion.
A time, so
we'll agree to someday. We'll agree to someday agree. But no, there are no trade agreements. Trump has not. There's not a single one.
Democrats are so buried that they'll never be elected anytime soon. So all these old people that are calling you and Trump's respected. We don't have to be loved. We
Americans
have to be
don't like. Fascism. We fought a war against the fascists in Europe, and we're not really genuinely happy with the fascists in the GOP. So
you know, that's your term. That's Democrats. Just like Trump being convicted, it was a bunch
of
New
York people.
So
what's your definition of fascism, Tim?
The definition of fascism. Let's see. Controlling the people, making them take shots, making them lose their jobs because they didn't take the jab. That's fascism.
Oh, okay.
That's fascism.
You really have gone down the rabbit hole, haven't you?
No, I've not.
Thanks a lot for the call. I look forward to future conversations, but I'm hitting a hard break here. I can't stop it. So thank you for the call. And thanks for listening to us on Civic Media there in Wisconsin. 48 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you in more of your calls in just a second. Stick with me.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a second. Stick around.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Americans really like voting by mail and in-person early voting. That, according to 2024 statistics from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. According to EAC, 158,211,780 citizens voted out of 211,144,275 active registered voters, a 74.8% turnout, 3 points lower than 2020. Among the 158 million voters, 52.8 million voted in person on Election Day. But far more Americans voted early, with 46.8 million voting early by mail and almost 48.9 million voting early in person. Mail-in voting accounted for 30.3% of votes cast, with some states offering universal mail balloting or permanent mail or absentee lists. Over 15 million ballots were returned via drop boxes in 36 states, up 10% since 2022. The percentage of in-person Election Day voters dropped in 2024 to only 37.4%, while in-person early voting jumped to 35.2%. The combination of mail and early in-person totaled 65.5%. It's clear that early voting is here to stay. We've linked to the report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the air.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. This is all too familiar to me. You know, you wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick, and your choices are tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your emergency medical kit, your medical emergency kit like mine, and match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip that thing in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom when you check out to get that $45 discount. Promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
Here we're knocking on the door. Welcome to Bernie's Anti.
Once again, Bernie, on August 8th, he'll be in Wheeling, West Virginia, August 9th in Lenoir, West Virginia, also in Charleston, West Virginia that day, on August 10th in Greensboro, North Carolina, and in Asheville, North Carolina. So Bernie's anti-oligarchy tour is rolling along. John in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
I got a couple of things I want to talk to you about. The first one is all these Democrats that keep coming on here talking about how the party ain't doing enough and this and that and the other. What have they done? What are they doing? Have they ever volunteered for a campaign? Have they ever, you know, donated or done anything over the past 40 years like I have, you know, to get Democratic leaders elected?
You're sounding
I've volunteered for...
Excuse me, John. Finish your thought. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, I mean, have they volunteered, to do anything for that? And it's really just hypocritical of them to sit over and say the party needs to do more of this and that and the other when they haven't done anything, and that includes showing up to vote.
No, I get it. You're sounding like my old friend Joe Madison, you know, who when people would call up and say, well, you know, they ought to quack, 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 and Joe would say, well, what are you going to do about it? And
No, I'm not saying what are you going to do about it. What I'm saying is what have you done?
Well,
because a lot of the same people that are doing this complaining really don't haven't even bothered to show up to vote, much
well,
less
maybe not in the past. I have a feeling an awful lot of them are going to be showing
like
up
that.
In the future, John.
Well, yeah, the way things are getting worse, I agree with you on that. Yeah.
So I'm willing to overlook past transgressions of omission, and in the hope that we're going to see future behaviors of commission. John, I got to run, but thanks for the call.
Right.
It's great to hear from
you.
Do appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow, and thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It does require all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you on the other side tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night, and he said CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night, and without it, your breathing is interrupted, and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. ZPA is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. ZPA is the stop snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. ZPA, that's happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Vandenplas,
the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. With reports of starvation along with chaos and deaths at aid distribution sites in Gaza, the White House says Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is expected to get a firsthand look with Ambassador Mike Huckabee tomorrow when they inspect the aid sites. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt at today's briefing says it's part of trying to finalize a new plan for food and aid.
The Special Envoy and the Ambassador will brief the President immediately after their visit to approve a final plan for food and aid distribution into the region. And we will provide more details for all of you once that plan is approved and agreed on by the President of the United States.
President Trump's tariffs for most foreign imports kicks in tomorrow, with trade talks for some countries still ongoing. A key inflation gauge shows consumer prices went up last month, Americans paying 0.3% more for most items in June than in May. And the year-over-year jump was 2.6%, higher than expected. In Florida, the SpaceX launch today for NASA astronauts has been scrubbed due to weather. This is ABC News.